It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today over the telephone, I've got Shane Thompson with Sportsman for Fish and Wildlife. And they've got a big fundraising banquet coming up this Saturday at the Carbon County Event Center starting at 5 p.m. All kinds of great fundraiser drawings. We're going to have some great food out there and prizes for the kids. This is really for the whole family. So we're going to talk about all of that with Shane. Shane, thank you so much for taking out the time to talk to us today.
You bet. Appreciate the opportunity.
No worries. No worries at all. So let's start right off with Sportsman for Fish and Wildlife. How long have they been in existence and all that good stuff? And what do you guys really, what do you do?
We have been up and rolling for over 30 years. We've been an organization throughout the state. We do fundraisers all over the state to enhance habitat, wildlife, and kind of show the important role that hunters put out in conservation and hunting and fishing. And that's one thing we do. We don't focus on just one species. We do all species, small game, big game, fishing. We've done transplants on pheasants, chuckers, turkeys, fish, and also big projects for guzzlers and habitat projects to help enhance our wildlife. For our family traditions, you know, it's been huge as far as this area, especially. Utah's big, and we put a lot of effort in trying to keep the traditions going and show our role in conservation.
And that was really going to be my next question, because it sounds to me like this is one of those things that you guys are, you should maybe change the name to Sportsman for Future Fish and Wildlife. Because, yeah, somebody's got to take care of it now, so it's there, right? So it's there when our kids and our kids' kids want to go out and do these things.
Exactly, and that's what we focus on. We try to get the youth involved in so many hunts and do so many things with the youth and trying to keep our family traditions rolling and try to get our herds where they need to be. We're still trying to improve them, and we'll continue doing that for sure. That's one of our main projects, is getting the youth involved and keeping the family together.
Keeping it together, that's right. And in that, you know, in that vein, as you said when we were talking, you guys are going to have a great dinner. You're going to have some fundraiser drawings out there. But you said, once again, this is for the whole family, and every kid that shows up is going to walk out of there with something, aren't they?
Yes, any kid under 14 years old will walk out of there with something. We have youth-only auctions. We have ladies-only auctions. We have the auction for everyone, and it's just a lot of fun. We do games for all kinds of prizes, so it's a really big event. We've had a lot of success doing it, and we enjoy doing it and want everybody to come out and have some fun.
And it sounds like you're going to have some pretty good food this time around, too, aren't you?
Oh, yeah, there's a choice. We like people to sign up as early as possible so we can adjust our meals. And there's two options on the main course, is pork loin or tri-tip steak. So we have choices there as well, and it's a really good meal.
Always a good meal. Lots of fun. Bring the whole family out for this one. It's going to be an evening of a lot of games and fun times. Plus, all the money is going to a great cause. Once again, that's Sportsman for Fish and Wildlife. The doors are going to open on Saturday at 5 p.m. out there at the Carbon County Event Center. Now, if anyone is out there and they're interested in wanting to do this and go hang out with you guys, what do they need to do? How much are tickets, and who do they need to contact?
Well, there's a ticket going around on flyer with myself, chairman, and Eric Luke, my co-chairman. We have numbers out there to contact us. You can go online on the SFW website and sign up online if you can't get a hold of one of us. Or we have committee members around. Most people know a few of those. We can reach out to those. They have tickets to sell, or just call one of us. And we'll get you a ticket.
And once again, get ready. This is going to be a great night. Going to raise some money for Sportsman for Fish and Wildlife this Saturday out at the Carbon County Event Center. The doors are going to open at 5. Great meal, and lots of great information, plus a lot of fun. Bring the whole family and have a great night. Shane, thank you so much for taking out the time to let us to talk to us about this today. We really do appreciate it, and good luck with this one. Sounds like it's going to be a great night and a lot of fun for everybody.
Thank you so much, and we appreciate you guys. So hope to see everybody there.
For more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.